This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. We've been doing a whole lot of coverage of what are called exclusion or exemption requests from American companies trying to deal with President Trump's steel and aluminum tariffs. Those companies say they just can't get the products they need from American suppliers and so shouldn't have to pay a tax to buy them from overseas. The Commerce Department has been flooded with about 50,000 exclusion requests, 10 times what they expected. But with all these applications have come a whole slew of objections, usually from U.S. steel and aluminum producers, who say those importers can, in fact, yes, get what they need domestically. So many applications, so many objections, and so little information from the Commerce Department about how its decisions are being made. Marketplace's Tracy Samuelson has an update.
If you've ever seen a piece of blown-out tire on the highway, you might have noticed a bunch of metal sticking out of the rubber. That's steel tire cord.
The steel is the reinforcement that allows the tire to perform the way it does and get the good gas mileage that tires have compared to what we used in the 70s.
Charles Smith is vice president of operations at Tokusin USA, which makes steel tire cord, among other things. Tokusin imports metal rod from Japan, Britain, and Germany. It told the Commerce Department it needs to import this product, that it can't get the quality and specs it needs from U.S. firms. But
then we were objected by some U.S. steel manufacturers who said they made like products, something that could be substituted.
Commerce sided with those objections. It denied Tokusin's application, saying the product was available domestically. How the Commerce Department vets conflicting information like this from companies asking for a tariff exemption and those objecting isn't exactly clear. We put that question to Commerce and filed a Freedom of Information Act request for documents related to its training and evaluation processes. The limited materials we've received so far contained a series of questions Commerce is supposed to consider, like if identical or similar products aren't available in the U.S., could U.S. producers start making them? How long would it take to ramp up production? Berent Jansen is a partner in the international trade practice at Akin Gump.
The documents that you provided to me show that there is machinery for making those decisions, but we still don't know how the judgment calls are being made internally.
Pages that seem like they might contain some of that information are blacked out.
The redactions are quite significant.
But data suggests industry objections weigh heavy in commerce decisions. Reporting by the New York Times in August found the agency hadn't granted a single steel exemption request that drew an objection, and only 20 for aluminum. Commerce didn't respond to our request for updated figures this week. But that seeming reliance on objections is troubling, says Christine McDaniel, a researcher at George Mason University. She's added up all the steel that companies have applied to bring in tariff-free and all the objections on those applications. She says the math doesn't work.
The steel producers in the U.S. are claiming to be able to produce an amount of steel way above and beyond even what their current production is.
McDaniel says if you look at each set of applications and objections one at a time, maybe a U.S. steel or aluminum producer could supply everything that one company wanted to import. But when you zoom out and look at all of the objections a company's filed, it doesn't seem like they could supply them all. Some companies are filing objections to hundreds, occasionally even thousands, of exemption requests.
There are three companies that are filing about half of all the objections.
In September, Commerce started letting companies respond to the objections other companies filed on their applications. The objectors then get their own chance to rebut. That means getting a decision will take longer, but the new system will give companies and Commerce a better opportunity to sift through these competing claims. Still,
it's not clear that they're keeping track at the firm level, you know, how much each firm is saying that they can produce.
Commerce didn't respond to questions about whether they have a system for that. Charles Smith and his firm, Tokusin, may have found their own solution. They worked with the groups that had objected to their exemption requests to narrow the scope, add on certain conditions, so that when the company resubmitted its application, no objections. Commerce has yet to make a final decision, but Smith says without any objections, he's feeling optimistic. I'm Tracy Samuelson for Marketplace.